This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the starlet crumble. You need the end to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be a game.
6-582-9933. And there's a telephone listen line number that is working, but it's only live, so you can't listen whenever you want and get, you know, a rolling 24 hours or a nonstop loop for 24 hours. It's just live when we're live. Now, there are other programs on there when we are not on the air, but here's the number when we're live, 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. I don't know who's engineering the broadcast this morning, but Dr. Shealy, are you there?
I am here.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. It's great. You know, and I don't know if you heard me in this morning. You know, I connect and I go, I'm here. Hello? Anybody home?
So that's what I say when I connect.
Oh, maybe. So I just kind of ramble and I say things like, geez, Monday. I guess, no, I'm not, am I supposed to hear? No, I'm not supposed to hear. And that's what I do. Those kind of things until somebody answers, but no one answered today. So I had no idea if you were going to be with us or not, but I'm so glad you're here. So Dr. Shealy, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I think it is interesting that there are apparent some kind of semi-revolution against the Ayatollah in Iran.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that nice? Can't be bad enough for me. I mean, the Ayatollah has been a problem since Jimmy Carter.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, not only that, we learned that, it was an accident. We didn't mean to shoot that plane down and kill all those people. And now the Iranians don't trust their own government, which is kind of wonderful. And they want liar death to liars is what they're saying. And I assume they're talking about the Ayatollah and his regime. So that's kind of neat. And then, a little farther away down the road would be England. And we've got the Duke of Sussex and the Duchess of Sussex. And they are like the poster children for the millennials. They don't know what they want. They doublespeak. They say, we want your money, but we don't want to work for it. We want your money, but we don't want to work. We want the title, but we want independence. We want to have financial independence. Really, what kind of skills do they have? So she, Meghan, is an impersonator, also known as an actress. Okay, so that's what she does. And if you get a chance to hear her and watch her speak, she answers, or she makes a statement and ends it with a question mark. And she's not very sure of herself. And from what we've been reading here at the farm, it seems that she is unhappy with, you know, being the center of attention, but yet she wants to be the center of attention. But not too much, but yes, no, yeah, well, maybe. She is,
She sounds almost as bad as Cortez.
Yeah. Isn't this amazing that, so she gets everything she wants, she bags, royalty, And so she marries into it. She quickly has a child. 20 months later, after the wedding, which I think cost $30 million in U.S. Federal Reserve notes, she's not happy, and she can't take the pressure, so she wants out. And so the royals are embroiled in a scandal. We've got Andrew, the pedophile. We've got Diana, who was murdered because she was because she was exposing the landmines and how criminal it is to plant landmines and people getting blown to bits. And so she was showcasing how bad this was. So, you know, she had to go and so here we have Harry.
But Vince, yes. the reason is quite obvious. The Queen is the head of the most evil empire in the history of the world, the Committee of 300.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and she's posed as a sweet lady.
Well, all I can say is she is the top of the evil empire. That's it. And that means that royalty sucks beyond anything in any other country.
So she has the Royal Mint, right, where they stamp out tokens. She has the Royal Navy. She has the Royal Air Force, right?
And interestingly, you know, the Bank of England is an independent country sitting in the middle of London. It has the same independence as the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And it is run by
London is a city-state. London is a city-state. The Vatican is a city-state. And Washington, D.C. is a city-state, right?
Yep. An equal deep state evil.
Mm-hmm. And so people like that tell other people to come after us and steal from us, take our hard work. Dr. Shealy, I was talking with John Stadtmiller and Steve Elkins over the weekend, and I mentioned that there's some good news in all this bad news. We're not going to be having as many traffic jams as we used to in the rural roads of United States, and that's because beef prices are so low that I don't see farmers being able to hang on. And let me give you an example. So we sold a few cows from our farm last Thursday at the market, brought them to the market, and that's where buyers and sellers meet, and allegedly fair prices are supposed to be achieved. The highest now for slaughter cows, these are cows that are older, and they are about ready to be turned into food. The highest price cow at this market. So, number one, I mean, there's only one cow that was the highest price. This cow was it. And it sold for 77 cents a pound.
Wow.
The lowest price cows. Hang on. It gets way worse than that. The lowest price cow sold for 10 cents a pound.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
10 cents.
Child, before anybody who listened to us probably was born, I'm talking about in the early to mid-40s of the last century, my father owned a grocery store and ran the meat market. And he used to take me to sales. And I believe that they would have gone for 20 to 25 cents a pound back then.
Right. That's right. Well, the number one cow literally sold for 70 cents a pound, 77. And then the next one, I believe, was, you know, down around, mid-70s to low-70s. And then they dropped all the way down to 10 cents a pound, which, if you think about it, that if you're just bringing one cow to market, just one, and you have a truck and you bring a 1,000-pound cow, you probably have recouped the fuel that it took to get the cow to the market without the amortization of the truck and the trailer, you know, and the tires and all that stuff. And then there's there are fees on top of that. So you get to pay, if you sell one of these cows, you get to pay for the hay that the cow eats overnight. So you bring it on Wednesday, sell it on Thursday. So, and then there's the insurance. And then there's the beef marketing program. And these are all fees. And then there are the veterinarian fees. And then there's, you know, fee after fee after fee after fee. There's probably seven or eight fees that go on top of the sale. So that gets deducted from the 10 cents per pound or the 77 cents per pound. So literally the average price, as I was able to determine, because I looked at the sales, and from top to bottom, I looked at all the numbers, 33.5 cents was the average price per pound. It might have been 34.5, but I believe it's 33.5 cents per pound. So that tells me that, a bale of hay, just a one-round bale of hay, is $35 at the absolute lowest price you can find it, if it's edible. And we go through here at our farm, typically two or three bales a day. So we go through, you know, easily $100 worth of hay a day. And so the cow, if we got average, we got 33.5 cents a pound. So I just wanted to say that this is the reality. And so the little guys are getting absolutely hammered. And I don't think they're going to be able to hang on. So when the tax man comes and the tax man says, y'all owe us for the real estate taxes for your farm. And the farmer says, are you kidding? We can't sell our product for even the cost of production. We're below cost of production. And you want what? So what does that mean when the government, the county government start to steal farms? That's when the shooting starts. So I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that seems plain as day to me that when the tax man comes and says, y'all have been working really hard on your farm, and we appreciate that, and you're telling us you don't have enough to pay, you know, what you used to pay? Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's when the shooting starts, when the government starts stealing property. And what do they do with it once they steal it? Well, they sell it to their closest friends on the courthouse steps. So there are going to be some real hard feelings. Now, it used to be that farmers would work together. You know, during the first Great Depression, when the banks would foreclose on farms, then they would sell them at auctions. But what would happen is the neighbors would all agree. They'd say, okay, the Jones farm is going to be sold to the highest bidder, so we're all going to agree that we're only going to pay. And we'll bid, but we're going to give it back to the Joneses. But we're only going to bid just pennies on the dollar because we're going to get that farm back for them. That's what used to happen. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think what's going to happen is people are going to want to expand their holdings and buy farms up for pennies on the dollar by bidding on them so that the original owner can't get it back. That's what I think is going to happen. Dr. Shu, does that make any sense to you, or does that seem...
Well, it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense in what you're saying, but it doesn't make sense that it's happening.
Correct. Okay, when we come back, Dr. Shuley, can we talk about... I've gotten some comments off air about why does urine smell more in the morning, industrial strength in the morning, and sleeping. Is it important to have regular sleeping hours, and turmeric? We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Excel report right in front of me. So just to recap, this is cow prices, slaughter cow prices at the market last Thursday. Number one cow, 77 cents. Next one down, 73 and a half cents. Next one, 71 cents. And that kind of drops to the 69, 68, 63, 58, 52, 47, 45, 40, 35, 20, 15, and finally 10 cents a pound. So right in front of me, there it is. So you ought to be able to get some ground beef relatively inexpensively soon. And I would think it's going to hit the market in a few weeks. And if it doesn't, the middlemen are taking their share out of it because the farmer's not getting it. You know, we hit a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago, beef prices were about $3 a pound. $3 a pound. And now they're a quarter of it or less than that. Dr. Sheila Uren, I was on the phone over the last few weeks with a number of people who mentioned that urine smells more in the morning. Is there a reason for that, or is that abnormal?
I don't know. I have to admit, I've never smelled my own urine any time of day or night. I'm sorry.
Oh, really. Well, shoot. I was going to do a little bit of a report on Gwyneth Paltrow. She's an actress from Hollywood, and she is selling this stuff. And I have to do a little more research, but it's. I believe the label on it is, "This is what my vagina smells like."
Oh,
she's selling
God.
This. And she sold out. She sold out. Now, if that doesn't tell you where we're going as
that makes me want to throw up.
Can you imagine her? Yeah, she's the gal that showed up during the Clinton regime and in a see-through. Well, she wore a see-through dress, and Hillary is like, "Oh my, oh my." and you know, maybe it's because Hillary has been reported to be homosexual. Maybe that's why she was saying, "Oh my." But anyway, I'll do a little more research about Gwyneth Paltrow, and I'll tell you the rest of the story a little later in the broadcast. But yeah, it's true. Does the color of urine tell us anything? So, for example, if one has vitamin B complex, it's a brighter yellow, more like
a highway sign.
Yeah,
and it's a more concentrated yellow if you're dehydrated.
Okay, so when you're at the hospital and you see these guys that have or gals that have catheters, you see this dark urine that says they're dehydrated?
Yep.
Okay. So how long does it take from the time a person... Well, how does a person know if they're dehydrated? What about that pinching of the skin right by the wrist and watching, you know, pinching it and seeing how long it takes to come back to normal?
You know, that probably is true unless you're overweight, you're fat, then
right.
That doesn't work at all. And in older people... And that must be past 87 at least. It's not going to work as well either.
Okay. All right. So how long does it take? Here it is. I just typed Gwyneth, G-W-E-N, let's see, G-W-Y-N-E-T-H. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop, G-O-O-P, shop is selling a candle called Smells Like My Vagina. Now that's I just want it. Oh, and here it is. It's a candle, and it says there's a label on it, and the label says this smells like my vagina. Now that's how far we have fallen, class. So there's this gal that, you know, you might say she's pretty. She's not young. It's a middle-aged gal, and this is what she has stooped to in order to make money. And worse than that, way worse than that, is people are buying this, and it's sold out.
And I bet it costs a lot more than a pound of beef.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine? So, I'm speechless. It's $75. $75 for a candle. So get them while you still can, class.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Panic in the streets of Tehran.
What? Tehran police reportedly firing live rounds at demonstrators who were protesting against the government there yesterday. They're angered by the government's admission of having shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet with a missile. There were 176 people aboard. Over 80 of them were Iranians, and most of them were students. The killing of Iran's top general reportedly was authorized by President Trump 7 months ago. NBC News is reporting that Trump was signing off on killing General Qassem Soleimani if Iran's aggression resulted in an American death. Soleimani was killed in a drone strike in Iraq 10 days ago after an American contractor was killed in Iraq by Iranian-backed militias. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yes. So Gwyneth Paltrow is manufacturing these candles, and right on the outside of the candle is a label that says, "This smells like my vagina." Now, I would not allow her to outdo USA Prepares. So I just thought about, we could make some candles, Dr. Schulig, and it could be down on the farm, organic Black Angus scented candles. What do you think?
Actually,
point of view, if you did their manure, it would be better than hers.
Well, it's organic. I mean, we could take some, we could take some paraffin, a little beeswax, mix that together with some pure organic Black Angus cow poop, and it's got to be a hit. Got to be a hit. So, you know, those New York City apartments could smell just like the barnyard.
Out on the farm.
Okay. So, sleeping, Dr. Shealy. When people sleep, my wife likes to get up at the same time every day, no matter what. No matter how tired we are, get up at the same time. And then if you want to take a nap later, fine. But you got to get up at the same time every day. Is there some merit to that? Or if you're really, really tired, should you sleep a little longer and get out of sync with your normal routine?
Well, I think it's more important to get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep than the exact time at which you wake up. On the other hand, you know, our rhythm is very individual to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I like 8 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah.
And I am a bear if I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I like eight. And a couple things that we do here at the farm. Number one, we like to get 8 hours, but also we don't like to work the farm at night. And I think it's dangerous. Absolutely. You know, I see guys out there with their lights on their tractors, but it's really dangerous for everything out there, every living thing, because at night, that's when the birds are sleeping. That's when, you know, the wild animals are sleeping. You can run them over and cut them up and get hurt because you can't see as well at night, you know, the holes in the ground that animals dig. It's really dangerous. So we like to sleep during normal sleeping hours, and we like to be awake during the daylight. That's what we like to do. And we work the farm during the daylight. And I have a feeling that you're the same way. You don't like to be out at night when it's much safer to be out during the day.
Absolutely. And, you know, by the way, people who sleep 6 or less hours per night average function at the level of slightly drunk. There are more automobile hours by people who got less than 7 hours of sleep than there are from alcohol.
More accidents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm seeing drivers that are absolutely crazy, 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 crazy. I was at a gas station, and I went into the gas station to wash my hands. And so I was pulling into the spot past the pumps near the entrance to this it's kind of like a convenience store gas station, lots of parking spaces. But they were taking a fuel delivery. They had a tractor trailer blocking most of the parking space. There's only a few. So I waited my turn, and the driver who was in one space pulled out, and I was pulling in. And just as I was pulling in, this gal, this millennial, was getting into the passenger side of the vehicle she was in. So she's getting into the passenger side. She's got her phone in her hand, and she's talking on the phone. So she opens the door to get in. She sits down and leaves the door open. So there's only one parking space, and I'm pulling in, and she's got the door open. She's got her she's sitting in the seat inside the car in the passenger seat with the door open, totally oblivious that I'm pulling in. Totally oblivious. Now, she saw me pulling in, probably out of the corner of her eye, but she wasn't really paying attention because she was on the phone. And she just sat there and started talking. So I inched up. And then she could hear the roar of the engine. You know, not that I'm racing the engine, just, you know, the normal sound of the engine. And then she decides to close the door. So I got out of the car, and as I was walking in, she had these dark windows so you couldn't see. And so I went to her front window, and I looked at her. I said, you know, if you got off the phone, you wouldn't be holding us up.
Oh, man, I love you.
And so I came out of the gas station, and there she was yelling at me. How dare I tell her that? Jeez, that's where we are today. And, you know, I have my New Year's resolution. was last year and this year that I will increase my level of intolerance. And I'm doing it. I'm absolutely doing it. When I see something I don't like that I think is wrong, by normal standards, I'm going to say something. And I have been. And it's generally not received too well. It really isn't. Because the people who are doing these offensive things, the people who are me first, they think they're right. They have a right to, and they have a right to be happy. Dr. Shilley, are you running into young people who say that they have a right to be happy? I don't get it.
And they don't come to my office.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of young people, so a Boston College student had the measles. And so he decides that he's going to travel. And he went through Logan International Airport. And he went to more than 10 Boston businesses and campus buildings and dormitories. And now they feel that this guy who had the measles had been in contact with about 1,200 people. With other people. So he might have infected them. Now, I don't know if I'm concerned about measles so much, but I am concerned about infectious diseases that people could be carrying and totally unconcerned about how it could impact other people. And because of that, I don't want to fly. I don't want to go where people typically go. I don't want to go to restaurants if I absolutely don't have to. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go out in public. I want to be almost a recluse. Are you concerned about people traveling and potentially infecting other people because of their carelessness and recklessness?
Oh, of course.
And ignorance? What do we do about it? I mean,
and actually, to me, now you're getting into true ethics. In my opinion, people have a responsibility not to harm other people.
Mm-hmm.
They have to. They need not to spread their junk. Period.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're as concerned as they might have been years ago.
Oh, I agree.
I agree. When we were in school years ago, if we had something, our parents would keep us home for the benefit of the others, as well as for, you know, our ability to heal. But our parents would keep us out of school.
Yeah, I definitely remember. I would think I would have been either 6 or 7. I had whooping cough. Mm-hmm. I think this was before the routine percussive vaccination. I had a wonderful 10 days at home, sitting on the back stairs, you know, in the sun, and my father got me a pet billy goat for a present while I had a whooping cough.
Mm-hmm. How about turmeric, Dr. Shilley? Do you like the consumption of turmeric as an anti-inflammatory?
Absolutely. I think it is one of the best, and it works better if you put some black pepper or piperine with it.
Okay, that'll be for lunch. So turmeric and black pepper.
Yeah.
Does it have to be black? Can it be white or green?
Now you're going to send me back to the literature. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know about black pepper, but I'll look it up.
Well, the reason I ask is our son bought some green pepper. We have a son who likes unusual things. Unusual antiques, unusual historical items. And he brings home, you know, we have a pepper grinder, but it was populated with black pepper. And he saw this and he thought, well, let's try this. It was on sale, so it's here. And I really like the green pepper. I really do. And we have, we got as a gift many, many years ago, a grinder, and it had white and black and red and green peppercorns. So they're all in there, and you could see them and as you ground them. And it was really kind of nice, but I really like the green. Well, I like the white, too. I like them all. I really do. Okay, so I'm going to cook up something with turmeric and black pepper.
White pepper also has piperine.
Okay, so it's the piperine that we're concerned.
Yes.
to make sure we have it. Okay. Are there different amounts, percentages, or units?
I haven't been able to get that far yet.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to make something with turmeric and black pepper for lunch after the broadcast. And so if we reduce our inflammation, Dr. Shealy, are we generally going to be more healthy? Are we going to have more energy? Are we going to live longer by reducing inflammation?
All of the above.
Okay. So should turmeric be something that we should consume every day?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you cook with turmeric, or do you just take it as a supplement?
I cook with it sometimes, but I actually take a slightly rounded teaspoon every morning in my slush.
Okay. I've never consumed that much. Okay. All right. I bought one of those capsule filling machines, and I bought some gelatin capsules. And I was going to fill my own because I bought some bulk turmeric. And have you ever made any of your own capsules and filled them with one of those machines? Okay.
No. Nope.
It's like a piece of plastic, a sheet of plastic. Let's say it's 3/8 of an inch thick, and it has like 100 holes in it. And you put the capsules in there. And the capsules, the opening, just half the capsule, and the opening is flush with the open end of the capsule. And then you can take this little plastic scraper, and you just move the powder that you want to fill the capsules with until you fill them up. And then you put the other half of the capsule on there, and now you've made capsules. So you could use it for whatever you want to make, like vitamin C if you want to buy that in bulk. Or I've never done it with vitamin C, but I kind of like yours. Actually, I do like yours.
Interestingly, by the way, as far as I can tell, black and white pepper have the same amount, roughly, of piperine. But white pepper can go stale and black pepper does not.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Because I like white pepper when I make cabbage soup or, you know, a Chinese type of a soup. I use white pepper in that, and it's a little different. Okay, so black pepper's where it's at. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy, for a long time we've known that there are some benefits of green tea. And there's an article that I found that said green tea may be essential to conquering antibiotic resistant bacteria. So in England, there are some researchers that have discovered that antibiotic resistant bacteria have become a greater focus among doctors and health focused scientists in the recent years. However, researchers at the University of Surrey in England have found a secret weapon in the fight against these persistent microbes, and that is green tea. And according to their new study, I guess we call it a chemical, EGCG, a natural antioxidant commonly found in green tea, can help eliminate antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And they're saying that the Pseudomonas bacteria is a real problem, and it's becoming more antibiotic-resistant. But they're finding that green tea seems to be an assistant in combating bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. So I guess that would be called a catalyst. So have you experienced or have you used in the past green tea, or do you consume green tea? Because I do.
No, green tea has a greater amount of antioxidants than black tea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much milder.
And I see... Mm-hmm. I see images of green tea where it's actually green in color,
like
you were to use mortar and pestle with the tea leaves when they're fresh. But when I buy green tea, it's always brown or black. So is there a difference? Is one cured, aged, processed?
I suspect it's the way in which it's dried, but I do not know.
Mm-hmm. When you consume green tea, what would you recommend for us in our class so that we can do it the way you do, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I mean, I buy it in a tea bag because it's so much easier.
That's what I do.
And then I like to put a teaspoon of honey in with it.
That's what I do. Okay. Yeah, natural honey from, actually the honey that we bought was from Arkansas many years ago.
Interestingly, one of my patients lives about 5 miles from me, and he has a bee farm, a honey farm, and I buy my honey from him because it supposedly the closer it is to grown to you, the better it is for, as an allergy thing. In other words, it has the antigens that are in your environment.
Right. Right, I didn't know of him. I would have bought it from him, but the closest we could find to that would not overheat the honey was in Arkansas. So, Dr. Shilley, over time, the honey that we have, and I bought a couple cases of it in mason jars, and the jar lids are tight, but over time, the honey crystallizes.
Yeah.
And what I do, and correct me if I'm wrong, I heat it in water. Like I'll take on a gas stove, I'll slowly heat water with the honey jar in the water, slowly heat it until it just, the crystals change into that liquid honey. That's what I do. But no, I don't heat it too hot because if you heat it too hot, you destroy the honey, right?
Yep.
And I saw a video on the internet about honey coming from China, and they would ship it in these 50.
I would just as soon eat Roundup.
well, I'll tell you a story about
China
that.
I don't trust China for anything, but especially for food.
Yeah, well, so what they do when the honey comes over, it's in these 55-gallon or 50-gallon drums or barrels, steel barrels, and when they open them up, the honey's crystallized because it's gotten really cold, in the seas. Between China and here in the United States. Many years ago, as a side story about China, we used to buy, when we lived in Virginia, at Sam's Club, they would have honey that was called Virginia honey, or Virginia brand honey. And there was this great leap of faith that Virginia brand honey sold at Sam's Club in Virginia was from Virginia. Well, I bought some, and back then we used white or glass coffee mugs. And I would make tea, and it would be this light, light tan-colored tea. And I would pour the honey in it, and the honey turned the tea black. So the tea, when you stirred in the honey from Virginia Brands, from Sam's Club, literally turned the honey to what looked like black coffee color. Literally.
Sounds like what I'd expect from China.
That's exactly right. So I called Sam's. They said, call the company. I called Virginia Honey. And they said, no. I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, why don't you try some? You tell me what you think. They called me back and they said, you're right. They had rail cars full of honey that they had to dispose of because it came from China. And when we come back, I'll tell you exactly what happened to the honey and why it did this and why they had to destroy all that honey. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.